Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on the line with us this morning.
Are those champagne bottles?
They are.
In the background?
They were being put back on the ice.
Yeah, we're putting them on ice for now.
Okay, fine. Those are going to be nice and chilly for tonight at some point. Or maybe this afternoon, you never know.
So
might
have
to pop some bottles this afternoon.
Will they? That would be awesome.
What are they going to do? Like take a sip before they play tonight if the Cubs manage to sort of allow them to back in?
No chance. But I'm not saying they're backing in. This is not a back-in situation. They've got a 10-game lead. So that is not
which
a back-in
they earned.
Situation.
Okay, fair. I mean,
they've totally earned it. But I think the celebration, if the Cubs win or the Cubs lose today, they are going to pop champagne after the ball game, no matter what happens. Doubt they take a sip before the game.
Okay, so we know for sure then. So if the Cubs lose this afternoon, which isn't that far-fetched, believe it or not, then fans, if you don't already have tickets, you might as well go buy some. You're going to see a party tonight.
Exactly right. Absolutely right. And then postseason tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Yeah. So you got all the above. It's all good. All gravy at this point.
Man, Levo, I was at the game yesterday, and even though I watched the night before and I'm well aware of who the Phillies are and all that, maybe when you're sitting there in the yard and up on the giant scoreboard, they have the lineup, the batting lineup for the Phillies, and you're forced to stare at it. Boy, it really hit me. These guys got a lot of really good players.
Yeah, they are really good. They're very talented. They've been very talented all season long. Man, they got after that really fast start, and they never really slowed. They had a bit of a sputter maybe around the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break, but they've figured it out. They've got very few holes in that lineup. If you could point a finger at anything, maybe center field is really a hole, but their bullpen is fantastic. They've got two of the best starters in Major League Baseball. Saw one of them last night, Zach Wheeler. He's a stud, and Aaron Nola goes today. They've got three of the top seven guys in innings in Major League Baseball. Christopher Sanchez and that mix too. That's a very talented team. But the Brewers have played them tough, with the exception of yesterday, and even yesterday it was a close game. Every game the Brewers have played against the Phillies has been a good game.
So what do you do tonight? Are you scheduled to be in clubhouse if there is a celebration? Did you bring a second pair of clothes that you put on? What's your plan?
So I'm on radio today, and it kind of is TBD on whether Bob's going to be there. Bob was on the call last night.
Yeah.
It was great. Always great to have him on the call. Waiting to see whether he's going to be on the call today. So if he is, then I'll be on the radio and finishing up the radio call, and we'll have a combination of probably Josh and Lane in the clubhouse doing interviews. If Bob is not there, then I'll finish up the call, and I'll probably just go down and celebrate with. And Lane will be on the post-game show, and me and Josh will be downstairs. So it'll be kind of TBD at this moment.
Do you put on the old jacket?
I have never done that. I've never worn the poncho. I do have a pair of goggles that I might have, ski goggles that doubled as champagne goggles from a couple of years ago. I may bring those down, but probably not. I usually just go in there, and I want to experience all of it.
Let it
burn. If I'm able to be down there.
You think Murph's going to have his kids in there? We did ask him, and he's like, you know, it's not what it used to be, but it's still fairly irreverent. Might not be a great place. Eric asked if he was going to let him smoke a stogie.
Oh, my gosh.
See your kid in the corner. It, hey, put that down.
All I see is Judge Smale's kid taking a sip out of everything, and then he gets a cigarette butt.
Spalding.
Spalding. Come on.
Spalding, no.
No, they will have some non-alcoholic beverages available for Jackson Churio.
That's right.
He's not able to drink the booze. So maybe there'll be some grape juice for Murphy's kids. You never know.
Eric and I discussed this. I thought if Jackson – now, his family has been in town, right, to some degree – like, if his mom or dad were there, couldn't he drink?
maybe.
Do you want your mom to send a note down to the clubhouse? It's okay if Jackson has one.
Yeah, that used to be the old rule, right?
Wisconsin. Yeah, I don't know.
You could drink in Wisconsin when you were 16, if you were, or 18, if you had a parent with you, right? So that's a great question. I think that if Mom and Papa Churio are around, they may have a celebratory beverage after the big celebration inside the clubhouse. Exactly.
All right, this time next week, for sure, we're talking about how the race for one of those top two seeds is really shaping up. Thanks, Levo. Enjoy tonight, man.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.